What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Like play. The man done the finish.
He done finish. Which one be
the
done
the? The man done finish.
He done finish. You go collect salary this week.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's 24th of the month.
What ends this week?
Auntie, stop now. Who's talking about salary? What has that doing? Aren't we doing it for fun?
You get your emolument.
God, it's true.
Emolument.
Oyibo.
Grammatical.
I get a problem. Honestly. All right,
anyway, good morning, Lagos. It's so good. Always a pleasure to be back on the radio. I mean, what is life without radio? Man, boring. Those of you who do not love radio, you don't know what you're missing.
No, there was one time I was talking to somebody on the phone and she asked me, where do you work? Or what do you do? I said, I work on radio. She thought I was a repairer. She thought I was a radio.
Oh.
Where your shop did.
English is complicated.
Yes. Work on radio. This is the job.
Well, we work on the radio.
Believe that. Welcome to the show. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. And she is...
My name is Mary Anacon. Thank you, Lagos. You guys just know how to make a girl feel so loved. Yesterday, I got so many messages, so many calls. Love you, Lagos. This is why I say it all the time. I love you, Lagos.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yesterday, we didn't get clearance from the Lagos State Government, so we couldn't use Third Mainland Bridge, but we used somewhere else.
Private.
Yeah, some very private.
It's a private event.
A private part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. It's What's Up, Lagos. God, please. The week has started again, and I still had I have the crazy guy sitting next to me. What's the company gonna do? Get rid of this guy, please. I need someone saner. By the way, I got my 10th gift today.
15.
From Stretch. Oh, Stretch, you're so sweet. Oh, my God.
Okay, like, for safety, stop it there. Because you threatened to say something, and I hope you don't say it. Yeah, you won't. All right, so let's go. It's 30 minutes past the hour, and we're going to be musing later. But first of all, we have to sound off.
As usual, we start off the show with
it. It's like heartburn. If we don't let it out.
Yes, if we don't do it, we can't burp.
We will not burp.
Yes, so
like
we have to go.
A child, you have to start hitting that child's back.
So yes, without that burp, the show doesn't stop. So yes, today we start off with sound off as usual. And when we're done with that, we'll be musing this morning. If you're a last born, you don't want to miss the conversation today. If you're a last born, the last child, you don't want to miss the show. My name is Mary Ann O'Con. His Stretch. We'll be back right after this break with sound off. Stay with us. Oh, do you know what I love you? Well, it's time for sound off, and we're going to sound off on something very interesting. We have sounded off on the event, the main event, but now we want to sound off on the aftermath. Mm-hmm. Yes, a group has actually demanded, some sort of aftermath scrutiny on the national honours. Now, remember, we were on this show asking questions like, what are the yardsticks for picking a person who's deserved or deserving, I beg your pardon, of the national honours? You know, because a couple of people criticised the people who made that list. We also, wondered why certain people, especially somebody who has kept our students at home for about 8 months plus, being on that list. But then, of course, social media was agog also about the situation between a certain musician and Mr. President when he went to get his award. Mm-hmm. And there was another guy who was, different. Mm-hmm. He's dressing and everything, caught the president's attention, not in a great way. But now this group is making a very interesting demand.
They call themselves Citizens Awareness Against Corruption and Social Vices Initiative. Whatever your name is that long, I just look at you somehow.
Go ahead.
And they're saying that people that get awards should be deserving. That you should not give awards to people who are not deserving, who are not role models, who are not supposed to get a national award, and they are giving the government 2 weeks to take back the awards given to some certain people, and they narrowed in on artists,
some of the artists,
and some of the other young people. And we're saying here that the awards must have had some criteria to pick up. You don't just pick by alphabetical order, they thought about it. And I know before the 11th of October, we had this rumor go out that you're going to give an award to the Minister for Education. He doesn't deserve it. And the federal government came out and said, look, guys, wait till we do it. Don't preempt
us. We're going to update
it. We have names that we... And truth to type, when he got there, the name of the minister appeared. But this group saying that the young people there, some of them were not deserving. And some of them, I saw a Grammy Award winner on that list. And I saw someone, like she was saying, who has achieved quite a lot. But he was actually different. Painted his nails and stuff, but his achievements are standing out. So we're asking now, on what basis are you asking those that sat down to check out names from the 200 million Nigerians or more and those in diaspora that have achieved a lot of things and picked out these few people? On what basis are you asking them to take back this award in 2 weeks? On what basis?
It's awkward enough that we have politicians who have spent taxpayers' monies, mm-hmm. who have not necessarily delivered on the dividends of democracy to the people that they govern, mm-hmm. the people who they begged for their votes to lead, make that list. But then young people who have, out of nothing, the hardship that this country has brought on them, they've become something, and they've taken the name of Nigeria beyond the shores of this country. They've made an international name. They're ones that people will reckon with. When you say you're from Nigeria, they ask you, do you know Burna Boy?
Yeah.
Do you know this person and that person? I met a lady from Nepal in DC, and she asked me, do you know, what's that little girl that does something with Mark Angel? I've forgotten her name. I can't remember her name. And I said, yes, I know her. She's a little girl that does comedy. She said, we love her in Nepal. I wasn't watching this girl's comedy. So I don't understand. These are people who have worked hard on their craft. They've honed it so much so that the rest of the world are reckoning with them, so much so that they win the most prestigious music award across
the
globe.
World.
But you sit on your high horse and tell us that, these young people, maybe because of what they wore or how they look, or maybe how they bounced,
no wonder
they're not deserving of the honor. But hold on. Who's deserving? The corrupt man?
Yeah.
The man who's taken your taxpayers' money and not done anything?
Who's kept us
The man
at
who
home
has kept our children
months.
Home for 8 months?
Who couldn't resolve a dispute?
Is it the guy who keeps taking security votes and then you're not secure and safe in your country? Let's really... rearrange our priorities in this country, because I think that Nigeria's problems are Nigerians.
And the same push, no wonder a policeman will cock his gun because someone is wearing dreads or he has tattoos or he's driving a good car.
Or he's carrying a laptop in his backpack.
He's already profiled to be a thief, a robber, a marauder.
We're the problem. We're the problem.
So if you're going to be telling us to remove this awards for these people, you should broaden your scope.
Let's take it from everybody back. Let's redo it.
Yes, let's cancel it.
Let Nigerians decide who should be awarded and who shouldn't. How about that?
That would be fairer.
Let's sound off.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info? It's the nation's number one talk, news, and sports. You can never get it anywhere better than how you get it here, because we give it to you ut.
Give it to you ut.
22 minutes gone past. Now, we're going to go for a quick break, but before we do that, let's introduce our conversation this morning.
All right, the musing is this. Let's just ask this question. Lastborns are always favored and entitled.
Really?
Do you agree?
Mm.
Are you a last born?
Mm.
Or has the last born favoritism happened to you?
Yes.
These are the... Stop, let me ask them. Last borns are always favored and entitled. Do you agree? One, are you a last born? And second side of it, has the last born favoritism happened to you? You want to share your story with us? We're waiting for that. I got mine. Debit. Oh, God.
I think the first borns, now we suffer past.
Me, I was even not first. I wasn't second. But still.
Yeah, middle child. Middle child also suffers. But yes. Some middle children are spoilt rotten.
Yes.
We'll have this conversation.
I will sue my parents. Hey, I will.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Your poor mother.
My father is dead.
Yes. What are you going to do?
Let's go.
We'll be back after the break.
It's what's up, Lagos, baby. Get set. All right, we're set.
You don't know how to say baby well. Say baby well. Don't say it with a Nigerian boutique accent.
Baby well.
Baby.
It's how you say baby well.
It's what's up, Lagos, baby.
Get on, ya.
Baby.
You want to sleep. Baby.
Yeah, say about party.
Baby, baby girl. Baby girl, what's up?
Baby Nayoka. All right, let's go.
We got messages right here. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? I'm Fidelis from Shongotedu. Last bones do enjoy a lot. That's why some of them know they quick get sense. All the last bones I have met are always misbehaving. I have no sense at all. This one is angry. But I met one last born recently, and he told me he still was quite understanding. When our senior siblings put to bed, she was there taking care of their kids while they do their stuff. But when it's her turn, she's alone. That's one of the tales of a last born I learned recently. Okay, thank you for that. If I tell you my last born story, you say they should take me to. Good day, guys. Happy new week. You see, the last born matter. Not before here, especially our last born. The Yeye cry without water falling from his face. Hey, they always pay me. Like tomorrow, no day. Enjoy your day. D, from Ikorodu. D, you're not alone. They chain buttons. You know, when one was last born, that one was misbehaving. When they call born another one on top of that one, they take over. And your Tony Boadishino from Ntabo Ijoku. What's up, Lagos? Up till now, I still don't know what Tony did wrong. Okay, we don't talk about it. Anyway, the politicians. Okay, that was sound off. You don't talk about sound off. All right, leave it for us. Happy birthday to you, Mimi. Nice to hear your voice on radio. Ndi Freke from Itire. Ndi Freke is saying hi to you.
Why do you have to say his name like that?
Ndi Freke.
How do you say racist?
Okay, should I? Racist?
Yeah. Because you see, your skin's not black.
Okay, like should I say
Ndi Freke?
Ndi Freke.
You said it with an Igbotic.
Look at your face. What is Igbotic about Ndi Freke?
Ndi Freke.
Ndi Freke is not English.
I will never forget it.
Okay, Ndi Freke.
Yes, I'm
Ndi
not.
Ndi Freke, what you are doing to me right now.
I'm not doing nothing.
You're doing everything.
Anyway, well, for those of you who are just joining us, we got about 6 minutes before we go for another break. Well, we want to ask you this morning. Are you a last born? Do you agree with people who say that you guys are spoilt and pampered and you throw the loudest and the biggest tantrums? And if you're a first born, explain to us how the love moved from you to the last born and how jealous you feel and how used you feel half the time.
Miriam.
And all the things that you were unable to do that you had to forego for the last born to do it and rub it in your face.
Yes.
Again.
Miriam.
If you have experienced
last born,
the problem of last born, and you have been victimized because a last born did something, they now punish you because they say, you know when your last born does something and they will beat you. They say, but you were here when your
this was
brother was doing this thing.
I didn't know here when you broke the TV. What were you in the house for? I didn't break TVs, not me.
See, Daddy, but I was reading.
You are reading, and they are breaking TV. You will cry today. My sister will offend her by 4 p.m. and you use your meat for your lunch to give her that she shouldn't cry. She will agree. My father and mother will come by 9:30. She will start the cry again.
Hey.
What happened to you? He beat me. I said, God.
After he chopped my meat.
In the afternoon. And you are crying by 9 p.m. And they will still beat me.
God.
No, don't worry. I have a lot to, but not just go to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're female, 01465-7190. Share your story. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
This is Corduna.
Merci for me, because happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. So I'm a last one, sir.
Hey, no wonder. The mothers of this
look
world.
Look at them now. It's them. You people, I will show you people.
So, tell us.
My last one. Two boys ahead of me.
And, you are,
and they need data.
Hey!
There's no problem.
Double wahala.
Tell us how you have been capitalizing on your last bonition.
Last bonition.
Not be smart, you know. My mom, that time, she don't used to allow me to do anything.
It shows your voice.
If we are cooking in the kitchen, all the fish, I will almost chop it finished. And the portion of food, my own will be like, oh, good. No, this nothing.
You think she's smiling? Last born. Well done, oh, last born.
All the best.
Thank
all the
you.
Best.
Be last born
well
in there.
Done. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, dear Lagos. My name is Kokoite. I'm calling from Japan.
Oh, Kokoite, that's a really
Lekki.
Lovely name.
Yeah.
All right, Kokoite, share your last born story.
My own, they say, you know, it's a second born for our place. Then they count there like stubborn person. So now, my last born now, can they use me like person where we say anything, where he talk. Then go
yeah.
Maybe small bit. So then one day my dad beat me. So then when he pushed me, I go come out of my teeth. You know.
Koko ete me moko.
Moko.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sorry, yeah. That one has something to show for it.
Scars. Oh dear. All right, the numbers to call 0700-993-993-993. That's
0700-993-993-993. And from today, I'm going to be talking like Mary Antoine. Is going to be talking like this. Series 0700-993-993-993. And if you're female, call us on 01465-7190. Let's go straight to the phone lines right now.
Do you know that I hate you?
I know you do. So let's go to the phone lines right now and pick the calls. And please let's get you calling. If I die, come on, let's do this.
She has to come naturally, you know?
Yeah, it's coming naturally. Let's do this right away. Hello, how
morning,
are you?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You cut me off, Mercy.
So, no.
Mercy, we thought you had finished.
Cut off.
Now.
Oh, sorry, Mercy.
I'm not here for you people.
Well, yes, the truth
honestly,
is, Mercy, you didn't send your number. We waited on Friday. We didn't
I've been
see
sending it. Go to our
Mercy,
even this
Mercy
morning.
That Friday, we were waiting for you to send
we
it throughout the show.
Let me give it to you people now.
You can't read out your number
you
now. Send it on
air.
WhatsApp now.
Send it on WhatsApp.
You say you are doing it now on Friday. Do
we
it now.
Send it. We need to get it. Because you see, that's the thing. You can't tell me that you're going to send it. And then throughout the show, you don't send it. I don't see it. And then you call me the next day and say, yeah, I sent my number. It doesn't work that way.
Send
so send it.
Is it not the same WhatsApp you people are using?
Yes. So send it
Should
now.
Is that the same WhatsApp now?
Yes.
I will call the WhatsApp number again just for
Huawei. Maybe you're sending it to somewhere else, all right?
I'm going to do that right now. So you need to listen because you see, if you bring this matter up again, our police good separate me. And
amen. I thought it was a prayer.
Sorry, you're right. Sorry. You're right. All right. So Mercy, just for you, I don't like breaking my show because of you, but this is it. 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again. 0809-597-5805. If you don't send it, don't send it again.
Don't even mention it.
You understand me?
Sarah,
I'm going to take one call. You have to be very short and straight to the point. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? That was short and straight to the point.
Yes, it was.
Let's take another. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, yes. Queen of Sheba.
The lovely lady of Igbo.
Amen.
How did Joseph was treated by their father, Isaac? You remember Joseph that went to Egypt?
Yes, I was.
Yes, he was sold into slavery.
What about the jealousy?
Because it was last born.
He was only careful. And the last born. Let me tell you the secret of being a last born. Why they are so much tenderly careful? That the mother must have been undergoing some menopause.
Anyone? Yeah.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, yeah, must have forgotten that she come on message.
Okay.
All of a sudden,
the child does appear
unknown to her.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't have time, so we have to go for a break. But this lecture was very.
It was very. We will continue this lecture
after
soon.
The break.
We'll be back. Taking walks by the Civic Center, just me and you. Is what's up, Lagos? 3 minutes past the hour 11, and we're asking you, yes, last born phenomenon. Yes, there's this myth, this word out there that says last borns are always entitled. Some are spoiled. Some don't even want you. They don't let you breathe. Do you believe that? Are you a last born? Or have you had the experience? Have they dealt with you? Has any last born dealt with you? The last born phenomenon, has it happened to you? We're sharing your stories. We've given a bit of ours, but let me just read some messages before we go to the phone line. Good morning, Stretch and Marianne. Stretch, do you know you have taught Marianne how to shout? Please, leave her for me, because Marianne is a last born. Please replay the Toronto song for me. I beg you. Your name is Dampy from Igodo.
Dampy, you got it all wrong.
Dampy, this woman here.
I'm the first born.
Okay, whatever.
Just so you know.
What's up, Lagos?
But I'm a first last born.
Can I go on?
No, you can't.
See, if there are two of
you're
them.
You're going to listen to
if
me.
If there are two of them, she's the only girl. There's another guy. She's a last born somehow.
Yeah? First last born.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. Parents always pampered their last born because they are the baby of the house and the center of attention. They also have elder brothers and sisters that will protect them from everything and everyone. Mm. They are enjoying. Have a great week. I had Nelson from Shogun. Nelson, thank you so much. And this one says, what's up, Lagos? You might think you have last born. You have last born until you have a last born as your sister. She can't cook. She doesn't like to do the domestic work. Even when she asks you for money and you send it to her, she won't call you to confirm that she has seen it. And she will never recharge with her money. When she called you and you pick up her calls, she will cry for the whole day until you send her another airtime. That's last born Pro Max. Please, Marianne, I'm very sorry for interrupting your show. Mercy from me. Mercy. We got it.
We got it, right? Finally.
We got it. Thank
good
you.
Girl. Good girl.
We got it. Okay, she now confessed that she's been sending the thing to Azubia since. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So it's not our fault.
CLA.
You know that. CSF. All right. Many messages here. What's up, Lagos? Okay, this is the one that has been insulting me. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Stretch, Baba, and Mimi. As regards the matter, last borns are pampered by parents and de-pampered by older siblings. If I share my sister's story here, oh God, it will take like 3 days. Wait, what's up with last week's Sakwa story? My friends called me that my name was called on Friday. The guy with the trekking story from Moe Ibafo to Bariga. Ibn Praise from Unilag.
Yes, Ibn Praise, yes.
Otilo. Otilo. Ibn Praise.
Yeah, one of the winners.
Otilo.
Don't worry, we'll contact you.
All right, hello, good morning. I am Angel Obioha, a 400 level mass communication student, Crawford University, and I love to work. Okay, that's way of. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. My last born story is that when I was a child, my mom used to collect money given to me by visitors to keep for me. By now, I would have been a billionaire. If those monies were returned back to me, Ayo from Ogun State, Ayo, how does that have to do with
Ayo, you don't gone. Have problems.
Don't have any problem. Your mother is keeping it for you now. You used to be a billionaire.
Anyway, we're going back to the phone line. So we're talking about last borns, and we're asking, have you experienced, have you been victimized because of your last born in the family? Or are you a last born? How have you enjoyed your life? Do you feel satisfied in this
you
life?
You feel
now?
Okay. Aren't
have
you
they
guilty?
Given you national honors?
Aren't you guilty? Eh? Don't you feel any remorse?
Eh? All the beating that we got,
yes,
are
you for
satisfied
you, for your
now?
Sake.
Hmm?
For your sake.
Why are you now?
For your sake, I went to Glock.
Are you Jackie Chan or Jet Li?
I went to Glock Glock.
I'm just asking, are you The Rock?
Yes.
What are you now?
He beats me. You delayed
are you
your
the Prime
cry.
Minister? I'm
you
just hazing.
You delayed your cry till they came back in the night.
They beat me. Do you think I died? I not die. Look at me now.
You spoiled something and they beat me.
Yes.
You are the one that spoiled it. They beat
you
me.
You will come up with the idea, you execute it. You still blame it on
and
me.
And they will blame me.
Why are you now?
What has it profited you? Are you governor of Lagos State?
Maybe he's last born. You can know that our governor looks like he's a last born.
That governor looks like last born.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Mr. What's governor.
Your Excellency, sir.
How are you, sir? God bless you, sir.
Are you a last born? Why don't you come for meeting?
Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can call if you're a lady. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can join the conversation on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsAppLagos. Or you could join the conversation on our WhatsApp portal. Send us a message. But in the meantime, we're going back to the phone lines. What? Last Bonds. That's a last bone.
That's a last bone. That's how
he doesn't have a time to call us. There are many.
Call your other siblings.
You can't be flashing us. We will not be able to.
You have
pick
no
you.
Right.
Yes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Please turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio, last bone.
Good morning, no.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Calling from Ikorodu.
Your name again, sorry.
Bolanle.
Oh, Bolanle. Bolanle, are you a last bone?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no way. Oh.
Good morning.
So all the things you have done to us now, are you happy with yourself?
I'm so happy. I'm not
Bolanle,
my
if
life.
I pray for you now to catch
last bonism.
Last bonism. We're putting in the Oxford dictionary.
My parents, they pampered me, and even my siblings, they love me so much.
Are you the president now? Are you president?
Center of attraction, though, in the family.
Bolanle.
Up now, if I go ask them, please, I don't have money. They will quickly send me money.
Look at your life. Are you going to be a baby forever?
I see
the only thing, they be so worried. You haven't married, though. You have not born to
Bolanle, you will marry.
Let's sound like our elders. You will marry in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our age will not reach you without marriage. You have children.
Amen.
You will not struggle.
Amen.
Amen.
You will have your last born.
Yes, and she will show you.
She will show you what you showed us.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
What's up?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Good morning. I'm Destiny calling from Surulere.
Destiny, did you experience last born victimization or are you a last born?
I'm the last born.
So tell us what you did.
I'm the second born boy and I'm the last.
Second boy and last child. Kai.
And I'm the only one in school right now. Everyone has graduated. So
God.
Obtaining.
Largesse.
Right now, I'm in my sister's house. Next week, now, I'll go to another one.
See the entitlement in his voice.
God. God.
The enjoyment is too much.
Look at you. If I catch you there now, backhand is coming.
God, this guy. I'm jealous. Leave the phone. Go away. Don't call us again.
Fact, we don't like you. Goodbye.
Go away. Goodbye. He said, my sister's house. Next week, I'll go to another one.
I'm enjoying myself.
Boy.
If I cut him, backhand is coming
nonsense.
To you now.
Nonsense.
You see, I was so angry. You were
paying. You know why they quickly burned me, sir?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Can you link the first born and the last born? That is the only child. And then he is the only first child. And the last born being the only child. So you can link it up now.
Yes, I'm
how they will react.
Okay, whether it will explode.
The only begotten daughter.
And the only begotten
son.
All of them in
Jesus
the same person.
That
Jesus Christ. And they will resurrect.
That is what you want to know.
Hey, way.
The only begotten son among many girls.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting for my inheritance.
That is why I'm calling you a banyan for now.
I received the krinkum krankum of the higi haga.
Miriam,
Queen of Sheba.
You are my first daughter.
Bagam.
Next of my
Hey, way.
That is why I call you.
Queen of Sheba. Okay, Sheba, sorry. It's Sheba, not Sheba. Okay, thank you very much, ma. God bless you. All right. Miriam, this is what you do. I've been telling you about. Miriam, this is what you do. That I don't like. Can we pick calls, please? Thank you. I don't understand. Queen of Sheba, can we pick calls?
Pardon me, Lagos.
It's 11:12. Queen of Sheba, let's pick calls, please. Let's pick calls. Thank you.
See, I don't like working with people like this. So, honestly, this guy,
Yeah, just click it and just.
Lagos is laughing with me.
Lagos is laughing with you. Please, so let's go.
What's all this?
I'm to be called the queen. Sheba. Sheba.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? This one is not ready.
Hi. Nigerian Ukraine. Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Okoyemi. I'm calling from Mushin.
Okoyemi. Okoyemi, you sound like a last born.
I'm last born for where? I'm not a last born. No.
Oh, Jerry, so they showed us. Tell me your last born story, Jerry Okoyemi.
But it's my daughter I even want to report. I'm the mother, but I want to report her.
Please go ahead.
The last born that she is.
Go ahead,
Okoyemi. She has managed to divide my house into them and us.
Yeah.
Because you're always in the middle, you have to take sides.
As in, it is her and her elder brother and her father against us, the others.
Yeah. How old is she?
She has managed to wind the two men in the house.
So we have them wrapped around our fingers.
How old is she?
This girl is only 5 years old.
I put it to you that is your behavior that this girl has.
My behavior. I'm becoming a terrorist to her now because I don't even understand.
It's your behavior.
I've never done anything to make her feel like she's the last born. So I have concluded that maybe when she was leaving heaven, they gave her, notes that we as the last born, this is the way you must behave.
Do you know the solution to this problem?
What's the solution?
Get pregnant.
For where? I like the way that you say lie.
For what? Is it for Gary? Is it for what? Charles is from France. Charles, we are live. Go to YouTube. We're live right now. You can join the conversation live and just drop your comments. He's saying you guys should go live for us listening from Europe.
Okay.
Charles, we are live. Go to YouTube and on Facebook. We are also live on our Facebook. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. Okay?
All right, Charles. Thank you for the love.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up? Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's up? What's your name?
My name is Leke Bakwedi. I'm calling from Chagam. I'm physically challenged.
Okay. Leke, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. Oh.
Leke, are you first born or last born?
No, I'm number five.
You're number five. So somebody comes after you, right?
No, I caught a wish in the happy birthday.
Yay.
Oh, Leke, so thank you. You're so sweet.
Thank you, Leke.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it has passed?
Sunday, but it's still fresh.
Okay. It was yesterday.
I'm not going to listen to Leke Akoyede
on social media, right?
On YouTube.
All right, you sing also now. You sing, eh?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Okay, so anybody out there, if you want to go check it out, Leke Akoyede on YouTube. And if you want to reach out to him, please do that.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Leke.
Message for him on
You have such
YouTube.
A big heart. God bless
thank
you, all right?
Thank you, Leke. Thank you for making me feel special.
Thank you.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Before we go back to the messages, we're seeing more and more messages. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
My name is Moses. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Turn off your radio, please. Turn off your radio.
The only reason you can talk to me like that is if you're an accountant. Are you an accountant?
No, sir.
Now you used to be fresh now. All right, so tell us, are you a last born?
Yes, sir. I'm a last born.
Tell us, did they treat you like a last born or they did not?
I was treated at the initial time, but whenever my mom traveled, my sister would beat me.
Not because you get coconut head.
Yes, that is the revenge for you. So when your mommy comes back, you start crying the cry again.
I report.
Yes, that's what I do.
And they still beat
her back.
If we catch you, we'll still beat you today.
Yes.
You see yourself.
Let's not see you at this junction.
Let us see you. Don't come to that junction.
We beat
you. Don't come.
We beat you. It's a promise.
All right, bro. Thanks for calling, all right?
Thank you for calling. Well, we are live. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. Go click on the video. Post your comments. We'd like to hear from you. We got some messages. We're talking about, for those of you just joining us, we have 3 more minutes to go on this. We're talking about last borns, the last born phenomenon, the drama that they've come with. The doom and gloom.
The scars.
The thing that they did to us.
Somebody lost a tooth.
In fact, emotional damage.
It destroyed us.
Yes.
There you will be somebody will cry by 2 p.m. and continue to cry by 7 p.m.
Me, I'm not even going to lie. I used to flog my brother. I will flog the demons out of him. Then so, my mother was saying, you want to kill my child? Is it because of you I gave birth to this child?
So when I'm beating her last born, I hold her mouth.
So then she goes,
she goes, if you cry, bitch. Then after, when I just, she don't keep crying. When I just leave the man. And I'm finished. The rest is history. But
me, I couldn't know that they would beat me at the end. So let me just beat you and have you satisfaction. God, I sound mean.
All right, this one said, Marianne, you're truly queen of Sheba. Because you're too fine. And I see your picture on Instagram. Please, I'm on my knees. Sing Toronto, Toronto.
Toronto, 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 Toronto.
We don't know the words.
Why are we like this?
It's just the chorus.
Wait, please. Oga from France is toasting me. He said that... Marianne, you're a paragon of beauty.
We don't use paragon
my
anymore.
Lord. Paragon my Lord. Are you picking your pen from the basket of love?
Okay, no. I want to write you this missive. I pick my golden pen from the bouquet of my love and affection towards you.
Ditto.
As I write this,
ditto.
Yes, ditto. Oh, as I write this, okay, we don't use paragon anymore.
When he be coming down,
he's
laughing.
We don't use paragon anymore, Joe. Paragon has finished. The one we have there is Paragon. The one is carry
please,
passenger.
Now I'm the queen of Sheba. They say I'm
Sheba.
Beautiful. Queen of Sheba.
Sheba. Sheba is for the Bible. Sheba is...
Please, we need to go. Let's read the last few messages and we're going
to
wrap things up.
Let's go to this. My people, the solution to this last born matter. Now to get belly. I said it. Joey from Lekki.
How many you go born?
I said it. Just be getting belly.
But last born go see day.
Be getting belly. All right. he always fight back. Then injures his classmates. Then they will end up coming to the house to shout.
He will.
Okay, I think I didn't start it from the beginning. What's up, Lagos? Guys on mic. I was told the day my last born was born, there was an explosion of gas light in the hospital. What? Every nurse ran for safety. While my dad struggled to put out the fire, which he did, holding the boy on his hands. He's stubborn, actually. But for some time now, he's been focused and supporting the family financially. Patrick, he always fights back when injures his classmates. Then they will end up coming to the house to shout. The worst was when he punched a guy's eyes and the whole neighborhood gathered in front of our fence compound. The family insisted to do the same to his eyes until it was resolved. What kind of area do you live? He said, bring out your brother. I want to punch his eye. Really? Okay. So that's the last one. The day he was born, gas
exploded.
He must
have been a terrorist for that to happen.
Gas exploded in the hospital. Oh. Announcing somebody's coming. Kaboom!
Grand entrance.
So yeah, has entered. So thank you for sharing your story. See, we were traumatized, though. I'm telling you honestly. Please, you guys should just give up singing and poetry. Love you both. Yemi from Ikoyi. Yemi is Yabin also.
Yemi,
let me tell
I'd
you
like
something.
To let you know that I sang professionally for 10 years.
Yeah, Yemi, I like to tell you that.
I got a t-shirt for it.
T-shirt?
Yeah, because I couldn't get a Grammy. So I got a t-shirt. I will point to you that you're being rude to me.
Okay, so two of us are going to be talking like we have hot yam in our mouth.
Yeah.
So today, Yemi. Are you listening to this radio station today?
We're declaring you an enemy of state.
Are you listening to this radio station today?
Today. Because we can help you to die.
Yeah, we'll help you to die today. Okay, Yemi.
Church, you're bad for me.
We love you guys. We love you to the bone. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
11:30 on the dot will be Power Solutions will take charge.
Yes, yes,
we'll
yes,
this
yes.
For 30 minutes.
Every Mondays we have Power Solutions, but we'll be back tomorrow and we'll have the full 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And of course, banter, giggling, all of the best of conversations right here on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now, don't forget, if you're not following Nigeria Info on all our social platforms, do it right away. Go look for Nigeria Info on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube page. And then you can go ahead and follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Go and follow me there. I've got goodies. Goodies. Yes, right. Yes. I'm M-I-M-I-E-Y-O on Twitter and Instagram, and just search for Mary Ann Duke Okon everywhere else.
All right, get on Instagram right now. Stretch Original is one word. word Stretch Original. Follow me, I'll follow you right back. And on Twitter, Stretch Cool. All right, we're gonna do a song. It's gonna be it's gonna be Toronto.
Stop Toronto, it. Stop it. Toronto. Toronto. We go late. Toronto. Chai.
Toronto.
I get to go. Toronto. Chimo. Chai. Thank you, Lagos. Thank you. Goodbye.